Even computers need help with math. This is Sandra Tsing Lo with the lowdown on science. As electronics get smaller, we have to understand smaller objects, down to atoms. Energy is constantly in flux at the molecular level. Calculating how and how much takes million-dollar supercomputers. Enter Hossein Hosseinabadi and team from Johannes Gutenberg University. They found a clever shortcut by combining two ideas. One, we already know how energy moves across large objects. Turns out, the same tricks work on itty-bitty ones. Two, using estimations instead of exact numbers dramatically lightens computer load. Result, researchers can study more complex groups of tiny objects without supercomputers. And that's a win for the environment and our poor little brains.